B'tachan Falayv Shir 1795, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Parshas Koyrach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Hatzlacha with Parnasa. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlacha and Bracha in their Parnasa La'irich Yom Tovim. We are discussing the 10 levels of B'tochen that the Chovos Avavos brings at the end of Shar HaB'tochen. We're reviewing them, and the next one is Mishon. Now, as we explained many times, the higher levels of B'tochen mean that you don't just accept what the Ribbono Shel Olam does, you start relying on Him for things that you want and things that you need. And the example, the perfect example to really understand B'tochen is like a child's relationship with a parent. The more we can compare ourselves to a child and a parent, the more we will live with B'tochen. So we're going to use that as an example to be able to understand the nuances, the differences between these different levels of B'tochen. Mishon means to lean on the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a crutch. A mishon is something that you lean on to walk, which essentially means that you're walking yourself. A person that Rachmanis Litzlan has to lean on a cane or a crutch. He's walking. He just needs something to help him along. So if you'd want to use the example as a child, the perfect example of B'tochen for a child would be a child that relies totally on his parents. But as a child gets older, he becomes more independent, and he leans on his parents less and less and less. So the lower levels of B'tochen would be compared to an older child who leans less on the parents, naturally. And our goal is to try to lean more and more on the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Mishon means I lean on Hashem, meaning I'm going through life, I'm trying to make business deals, I'm trying to do shidduchim, trying to raise my children, trying to work on health, whatever a person is busy with. And he's doing all the hishtadlus necessary. In his mind, he's doing it. In his mind, he's accomplishing it. And to be fair, most people think like this. But he's leaning on the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is his backup, so to speak. Not just really a backup, but something to lean on. That's what Mishon means. It's kind of a support. I don't want to use the word support, because the real support is a higher level of B'tochen. It's more of leaning on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him along, to coax him along in what he's doing. That's Mishon. So on one hand, he's moving ahead of Mivtach. He doesn't just trust Hashem. He's starting to lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Again, Mivtach was trusting Hashem. And Mivtach doesn't necessarily have to be in the past. It could also be in the future. Mivtach is you trust whatever Hashem does is good. You don't really want it to be maybe a certain way, but you trust that Hashem knows best. That was Mivtach. Mishon is for the future, and the attitude of Mishon is, I'm doing, I'm accomplishing, I'm doing what I can do, and I lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me. Like a B'siyata D'Shmaya attitude. It's a Mahalach of B'tachin, it's an attitude of B'tachin, it's a lower level, but it brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the decision-making, into the going forward. You're relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam to help you along, but not a total reliance. You're leaning on the Ribbono Shel Olam while you're doing whatever you're doing.